Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 2010 census forms will soon be in your mailbox. With a congressional seat and millions of federal dollars at stake, Massachusetts officials are scrambling to make sure that members of the state's historically undercounted minority and immigrant communities fill out and mail in their forms. Aside from the issue of whether people are counted, there's also the issue of how they're counted. New racial categories on this year's form are sparking some controversy among local communities. WBUR's Adam Ragusea has the story.
Inside the Roxbury Mall on the corner of MLK Boulevard and Warren Street, Cheryl Crawford fills balloons as she holds court with passing shoppers. Cheryl is from the voting rights group MassVote, and she's here promoting the census in a neighborhood that was, by some estimates, undercounted by 30 to 40% in 2000.
We're going to have to do what we have to do to make sure we get counted this year.
That's right.
We want to make sure we get our piece of the pie. The census is here. The census is here.
It's a predominantly working-class African-American crowd passing by. The Boston branch of the NAACP has its headquarters right here. Its president, Karen Payne, comes out to help drive home the message.
Everyday things, our schools, our nursing homes, all those things are impacted by the fact that if we don't get counted.
But there's an extra wrinkle involved in getting this community counted this year. On the census form, question 9 asks, what is your race? The first box is labeled white. Next to the second box, it says black, African American, or Negro.
African Americans have gone through many phases of how we are portrayed as a race, okay? And my mother's 81 years old, and she's been through all of those different categorizations.
Indeed, in those 81 years, the word Negro has turned up on a number of census forms, but many today hear the term as an epithet, and younger blacks are bristling at its appearance on a government form. Karen Payne says she at least understands the reasoning behind the word's reappearance.
You know, there were 50,000 people that had filled out the census in 2000, and they identified themselves as African-American, and then they wrote in Negro.
Payne says how older blacks wish to describe themselves is of no concern to her. She's encouraging everyone here to write in anything they want, from Negro to Nigerian, so long as they also check that top box that says black. Across the river in Cambridge, another minority group is having its own troubles with the racial questions on the form.
Latino-americano é diferente, poderia incluir.
By some estimates, Brazilians now constitute the largest immigrant population in Massachusetts. But no one knows, really, because the census doesn't specifically count Brazilians. Renan Leahy with the Massachusetts Association of Portuguese Speakers is trying to get around that problem today. He's at Muqueca Brazilian Restaurant, talking up the census with the employees.
Outros brasileiros, porque eu sabia que tinha uma questão.
She's saying that she really doesn't identify herself as Hispanic, Latina, or Spanish, which question 8 asks if she's from Hispanic background or Latino or Espanol or Spanish. As Brazilian, she said she's none of that.
The first priority for Leahy's organization is to get people counted, period. But their second priority is to get Brazilians to answer no to the Latino question, and then to write in Brazilian as their race. Many Brazilians feel that Latino is too closely identified with Spanish speakers to suit them.
It is important that all Brazilians fill out the census form as Brazilians, so we can show that we are trying to become a stronger community, and we are trying to be more united and get together and have more political power in this country as well.
Add that to the long list of things that are at stake for Massachusetts communities as Census 2010 rolls out. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.
For more about how the Boston area is preparing for the 2010 census and exactly what's at stake, tune in to Radio Boston this afternoon at 1 p.m. here on WBUR.